Alan, we are on the air. This is Edwin Lee Raymer with you with the Edwin Lee Raymer Show here at WGNS here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We've got a good show lined up for you. Missed you last week. MTSU was playing basketball. Connor, how are you doing? He's on the board. He doesn't talk much.
You never invited him to be a guest.
Okay, well, okay. He invites himself. He doesn't have to. Okay, we've got two wonderful guests in here tonight, folks. And if you've been on Facebook, and I take it some of you have, you know of these people, you know them. Tatiana Silvas is here. Tatiana, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing fine. Push that mic a little bit forward. There you go.
Yes, sir. There we go.
A little bit better. Okay. And the man, the legend, the enemy. Matt Ferry is here. Yeah. Matt, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Thank you for having me on here. I appreciate it.
What are you doing with that Afton for Congress?
You know, hey. I
hear she's a very radical person.
She is. She's a very radical. Compared to who we got in office, she
well,
wants health care for
at
all.
At least she'll admit it. I mean, yeah. You know.
Yeah. So,
yes.
She wants something very different than the what Congress has in mind right now. So,
yeah. Well,
so we need more radicals like her in Congress.
100%. You know, I've been watching, and there's a lot of campaigning going on for
yes,
her.
Yes.
And that's good.
It's very exciting. Very exciting right now.
Tatiana, why are you here? Tell us what trouble you're in.
Oh, dear. Where should I start?
You're with Murfreesboro Indivisible. And
yes, sir.
Tell us what's going on, and we're gonna get into that tonight.
So I'm with Murfreesboro Indivisible, which most of y'all know each other from the No Kings Day that we had back in June and then again in October.
Right, yes.
But I'm also here tonight as the representative of Rutherford County Library Alliance because, as we know, Rutherford County is one of the leading counties in book bans here in Tennessee. In fact, Tennessee is number 3 in the nation for book bans, ladies and gentlemen. Number 3 in the nation, and by the end of this year,
no.
I bet we'll be number 1. What a thing to be number 1 in, folks.
Wow. I did not know that.
The RCLA, you're with Tiffany Fee and all that bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been fighting the fight since 2022, 2023, I believe. It's
been at
a long
it for
battle.
A while. I say all that bunch. They're great friends. Matt Fee, of course, her husband.
Yeah.
Chairman of the Democrat Party. And Matt, I think you've walked in those shoes before.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, not a very sometimes thankless position to be in everywhere. And we're going to talk about that, folks, okay? We're going to get into that, and that's the reason these nice folks are here, good enough to come up and spend a Sunday evening with us for an hour, and we are appreciative of it. But, Connor, if you're ready, we'll put us on the air. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
And that is a little rock and roll to kick you off on this Sunday night. And this is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Raymer. This show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you can reach us tonight and reach our guest at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. Oh, now you can also send us a text to that number, and Connor will be glad to read it over the air, or he'll write it down and hand it to one of us, and we'll get it from them. For those of you that may be a little bit too high or too shy that don't want to go on the air, we certainly understand that. Guest tonight, Matt Ferry with Rutherford County Democrat Party, and, Tatiana Silvas is here, and I hate to say why she's here, but it's Y'all got a lot going on. We're glad to have you. How do you, let me tell you this, how do you find us? Of course, it's a good old-fashioned radio. And for you younger folks that don't know, the radio is a rectangular-shaped object in the dash of your car. If you press on, it comes on, and there's all kinds of numbers and things. You can get all kinds of sounds out of there. There's music, there's me, and there's all other stuff. I mean, you can have country, rock, pop, gospel, and you get a little, you know, some of the educational stuff, whatever. It's wonderful, the good old-fashioned radio. Now, you can go to Facebook Live, and many of you watch us, and you'll see us later in the week as you go back on podcast with YouTube. And it's just type in the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and YouTube will pull it up, and you can watch us live at News Radio WGNS. And you can find us there right now. You can also download the WGNS app. Take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. Listen to Jason Qualls through the week. Good financial advice on financial coaching. Angela and Angie Renee just left here with Simplicity. They're on from 6 till 7.
Love them.
Mike Sparks is on earlier than that. He's on from 5 till 6. But Angela doing a great job. Back from a couple of weeks off. She took off. And we were not here last week, by the way, because of the basketball game. MTSU was in the Bahamas playing basketball.
That sounds nice.
And, oh, yeah, I'm telling you, Chip's got a tough, tough gig, doesn't he? Chip
yes.
Walters, yeah, bless his heart. But we're glad to be back. And Angela Bingham doing a great job with Simplicity. And we support her.
Love her.
And just
yeah.
doing a wonderful thing and feeding a lot of people. Taking care of folks, and just a lot of good things going on, especially here at the holidays, you know. And happy belated Thanksgiving to everyone. I take it we all got through that okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We survived. And,
yep,
yeah.
survived another one. And, you know, it's a good thing to survive that, I'll tell you, you know, because we had more than enough food to go around, and there are folks that don't.
Mm-hmm. Right,
okay?
Right.
So, and we all try and pause and think of those folks. Now, Matt, I told Tatiana we're going to give her the,
okay.
the upper hand here.
Yeah,
and let her go
yeah,
first.
Yeah, that's fine. I won't
and,
fight her over it.
And, you know, if you all cross paths, that's fine. It makes no difference. Tell us what you do and what this is all about. There's something going on tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, so RCLA, the goal of Rutherford County Library Alliance is to protect the libraries that are here in Rutherford County, whether those are the school libraries, which is a battle we've been fighting for a while, or the public libraries, which is the one we're currently in right now. What's going on with the Rutherford County libraries is very complicated, but I'll try to make it as simple as possible for folks. Number one, what they're doing right now is the chairman of the board, his name is Mr. Cody York.
Right.
Mr. Cody York believes that we need to eliminate the American Library Association policies from our library's policies. Now, the ALA is a 150-year-old organization, the oldest and most institutionalized organization that talks about libraries.
Okay, now run this by me again.
Okay.
He wants to do away.
Mm-hmm.
With what? The American Library
Association's policies, such as the freedom to read, meaning that you and I can read whatever we want in the public library. He doesn't believe that we should have access to that.
Okay, and by the way, folks, let me explain something to you. We're not talking about Playboy magazine or
right.
any of
no,
that.
Right,
okay?
right.
That's
right.
not what we're talking about. That's never been an issue, okay? But what we're talking about in a library, when I was in school,
mm-hmm.
and both of you, all three of you should know, I did go to school back in those days.
Many moons ago.
Your little 10-year here's not going to be long. Is it? But that's okay. Matt's closest to the door tonight. No, seriously. I mean, back in the last century. God, it sounds so old, doesn't it? But, you know, I had teachers, you know, when we got to a spot in class, you know, a history class or whatever mm-hmm. it is, you need to go to the library and research this.
You
know,
can't
they,
do
you
that
went
anymore.
To the library.
Right.
What happened? Why is the old librarian off base all of a sudden? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Right. I don't know. I know that you can't in Rutherford County, if you're under the age of 16, get any reference books without parental permission. So the days of studying for the ACT or the SAT, you can't do that anymore at the public library.
Okay, now I would like to ask you something, and I'm totally sincere about this. It sounds like a joke. Have these people heard of the internet? Do they know? Because I've got some sites. I'd be glad, you know.
Yeah.
If you want to stick around, I'll be glad to show you a few sites I go to. And
oh my God!
I mean, Matt's seen them; he's enjoyed them.
And, hey! No, don't pull me into
I'm
this.
Not, no! I'm not. I'm not dragging. I'm just kidding. But seriously, the internet. I mean, you know, if you know, folks, if you've got one of these, you got a telephone. I mean, you can go just about anywhere you want to go. Who are these people?
These people are individuals who believe that they are doing what's right. They believe that they are protecting children, or at least that's the MO that they give us.
From what?
Mm-hmm. Protecting children, what they say is from pornography, from inappropriate content. But again, the logic that you just stated stands. People can go to the internet anytime they want.
24 hours a day.
Yes,
and they're second-guessing our librarians. Mm-hmm. You know, this is why we hire these people.
I know. That's what we hired them for.
They're completely eroding their professional
and
authority.
And especially for our younger children. Mm-hmm. Children and you know, in the elementary grades, to get started on a path of learning,
mm-hmm. yeah,
which is very important.
Yes.
It's
those
almost
first
like they
years.
Don't want people to be reading and learning things for themselves.
Well, what I've seen of them, Tatiana, is they want them to read what they want them to read.
Yes. You are 100% correct.
Right.
You know, and that ain't going to cut it.
They want to control the content.
But by their own policies, if they really wanted to go with what they're saying, then the Bible should also be banned from the library
that,
as well.
I've said it all along. Yeah, when are you going to ban the Bible?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because there's some pretty sordid stories in there.
There certainly is. The Song of Solomon, you read any of that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Every day.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to be making a movie out of that because I might have to answer for it one of these days. But, God, I look so fat on TV. I had a guy talking to me and he said, hey, I saw you on Facebook. You know, you look awful chubby. I said, you've got to understand something. The camera, the camera puts on is adds
right.
10 pounds.
At least 10.
And he said, how many cameras do they have on you? I said, you know. I asked Connor when I was hearing going, I said, can you move this camera back? I want to look just a little bit thinner.
Yeah.
He said, how do you feel about Smyrna? Okay, I'm made to feel welcome everywhere I go.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm just kidding. Connor did not do that. I'm lying again. I lie all the time. I lie, you know, whatever, you know. But we're not lying about the biblical thing.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
It's true. There's some pretty sordid stories in there.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I saw one of the young ladies, she was a student, and she went and read one of these things back, it's been a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Before the school board.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were going to blush.
Yeah.
I said, well, I hope they cut her off. I want to see this. But they didn't. You know, all the Republicans just sit there.
Yeah. That was my friend, actually, Hannah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know her personally. She's pretty great.
Yeah, I saw that. And I said, you know, good for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it gets worse, though, right? Because it's not just the fact that they're trying to get rid of these books.
Okay.
Here's what's also happening. Right now, Rutherford County taxpayers are on the line for another potential lawsuit.
Sure.
Because our chairman, Cody York, he has signed a retainer with the ACLJ, the American Center for Law and Justice, without board approval and without public notice, which means he is breaking sunshine laws and going against every single policy that is on the record right now.
Mm-hmm. Typical Republican agenda.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what they do. Now, what's going on tomorrow afternoon? Which that is the reason you are here. That was what led me
to contact me. Yes, sir. Yeah.
And your people, by the way, and
my people.
Talk about like you're from a tribe or something. Well, maybe you are a tribe. I don't know. It might not be a bad idea these days, but you know. What little TP are you setting up tomorrow afternoon?
Well, tomorrow we're having a protest that is going to be co-hosted by Murfreesboro Indivisible, another organization I'm on, by Borough DSA, as well as by the ACLU of Tennessee.
Right.
And they're all coming out at 4:15 tomorrow in front of the City Council building at the Civic Plaza.
Right.
And we are going to be hosting a rally to let them know that we do not want them to take these books off the shelves.
Now, what time is this?
That's at 4:15 tomorrow.
4:15.
Mr. Rammer, I have a bone to pick with you. That has showed up in print now twice at 1:45 and 4:45. That's wrong. It's at 4:15 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. 4:15.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
And then the meeting starts at 5:00, and we invite as many people as possible to come out to that meeting and take witness to what is about to happen. Democracy dies in the dark. We need to turn on the light.
There's not a truer statement ever made.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the meeting's in City Council
Chambers? It is in the City Council Chambers, yes, sir, at 5:00.
City Council Chambers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They're planning to go into executive session at the beginning of the meeting, which means they're going to cut the public out and go in a separate room to talk about the law retainer, the legal retainer that he's already signed.
And who is they are going in? Who are you talking about?
The library board. The library board. Executive session is like secret session that we don't get to be a part of.
Why is that?
Because they're going to be meeting with their lawyers that they hired without voting on it or telling the public.
So I see lawsuits. Yeah, you're right. Lawsuits written all over this.
Yes, sir.
And do they not learn their lesson because they lost one?
They lost it in 2023 with the decency ordinance.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is those individuals were held as defendants in this case as individuals, not just as a government entity. So each individual library board member will be sued if they go along with this plan. That's terrifying for them. That's their personal, that is their reputation, their assets on the line there.
Their own personal things.
Yes, sir.
And they're willing to do this.
I hope they don't. We'll see what they do tomorrow.
Oh, they will.
We'll see.
Well, you know, that's, hey, step up to the plate, bring a big ball bat, man. You know, you might hit the fastball right out of the park. And then more than likely, Babe Ruth was also the strikeout king at one point, too.
That's right.
Okay, I think he still holds that record. So, you know, well, I am glad you're here. I'm glad we made a connection. It was late this afternoon. To many of you that are listen regularly, thank you to our sponsors. And I want you to know, I've said this to several of you, I used to, we do this broadcast, we are live, I'm doing it right now, live to you here from WGNS. I like doing that. And by the time I went home, I'd be pretty well drained on Sunday night. But by Tuesday or Wednesday in the older days, because I've been here going on 14 years now, I would have a show ready to go lots of times by Wednesday afternoon. The political arena has gotten to the point, and Matt confessed, he can tell you this, that things are moving so fast that we don't know. And I don't want to commit it, and I don't want anyone else to commit until everything, we're closer to the this is definitely going to happen. And so that's the reason, you know, so late contacting you all and anyone else, because we never know with the way the things are shifting and moving nowadays.
Right.
What in the world's going to take place out there?
Right.
You know.
What's going to happen next?
So,
you know, we're about to go war in Venezuela, apparently.
Great day, man. I'll tell you, please. You know, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Now, what will you all do and how will this go? There's got to be some type of agenda you've got. I mean, you're not there to, you know, having your torches and all that, you know, you're better people than that.
Yes, sir, we are. You know, we're out here to just make our presence known, to let the librarians know that we support them in their endeavors to push back against this obviously partisan agenda. I also know that we're getting here with the community. We're going to have local business owners. We're going to have local people from the ACLU show up. We're going to have all these different community members show up and let them know that this isn't right. And right. our demographic is bigger than the 1% that they're representing.
I was so grateful you mentioned the ACLU, and I was so grateful to Frank and Carrie Lambert because I had sitting right there in the chair you're in the microphone was Miss Nadine Strassen, who was former head chair of the ACLU for 15, 16 years, something like that.
Fantastic.
And a wonderful guest. Fantastic. Just fantastically. We were very fortunate to have her, and Frank and Carrie set that up for me, and I owe them always a great debt of gratitude because she was speaking the next day at MTSU.
Okay.
And she came in here. She had just got off a plane and agreed to come in here and do this broadcast, and I really appreciated that.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's
and
great.
She's a fine lady and very sharp woman. She's been around the block a time or two. Yeah, she knows the layout. Yeah, very well.
They don't play around.
No, ACLU. They don't.
Oh, yeah.
But they are stretched so thin with everything that's going on right now across the country. Like
I'm
said, we're number three. That means we still have Florida and Texas in front of us.
Well, you know, when we got here in education, I say when we here we go back to last century. I was telling you earlier to Tanya, we were talking before Matt got here. When we moved here, I was still living at home with my family in 1980. Okay. Y'all don't remember that year.
No.
And I mean, the deal was with Tennessee, if I remember correctly, in education, thank God for Mississippi. I know, Matt, you've probably heard them talk about that.
You know, right.
Because they were 50th and we were 49th.
Right.
Or something around that area.
Yep.
Okay. Folks, by the way, our phone lines are open, and you're welcome to give me a call if you think you're brave enough to do it. I dare you. But, you know, that was the old – it was a joke. You know, thank God for Mississippi. That's what they said.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Now we're in the same – we're in a race with the libraries to – you know, we are third.
We're third in the nation.
Of book banning.
For book banning. Right. Yeah.
And Rutherford County leads the state in book bans, both in school libraries and public libraries. In school libraries, they banned over 140 books. 140. And here in Rutherford County, while they're taking these books off the shelves, they're not compensating the librarians for any of it.
You know, I talked to my wife one night. I mean, we read To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the most banned books in the nation.
Yeah. We read that in high school.
Yeah.
We still read it in high school.
One of the most finest... one of the most finest pieces of literature ever put out.
Yeah, right.
It was used as a learning tool, you know.
Yeah.
And all that stuff, what, I don't understand. I looked at wife and said, were we raised at the wrong time? Is there something wrong with us?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Yeah. I look and say, you know, are we okay? I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, I will say this, they got me to think, but they had me thinking in the wrong way. I said, what's wrong with these people? Now, hence you're here tonight. You know, what's wrong with these people?
Yeah. Well, they want to second guess our librarians. They want to second guess our teachers. I mean, these are the same people who are, you know, want to say that the experts, people who went to school for this kind of thing, who studied it for years, don't know what they're talking about.
Don't know.
But they know what they're talking about. All of a sudden, they're legal experts. They're, you know, and they're going to, and just wait, they're about to be war experts as well. They're about
to
tell us.
Department of War.
Right. They're about to tell us that, that all
of war.
These.
You could have talked. Okay, you're out. No, just go on. You know, come on. I mean, Department of War.
Yeah. No,
you
it's
know,
crazy,
it's
but, you know, it's happening, know. You know, they're escalating, you know, in Venezuela, so it's, the possibility of an invasion is high, honestly, yeah.
You got somebody on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, hello, caller, you're on the air, go ahead.
Mr. Raymer, how you doing?
Hello, is this Jeff?
Yeah, Mr. Farrell.
Hey,
Jeff, what's going on?
How you doing?
Hi.
I ain't heard from you in a long time. Mr. Raymer, they looks like old Atkins shaking things up, ain't she? we don't want Van Esther watching. I told him, as you hear about Trump and Speaker Johnson, they were telecall trying to keep Van out. You hear about that?
What was it again?
The teletown hall with Trump.
House Speaker Johnson will have a telecall.
Yeah.
I think if people vote, Trump's scared, and he's scared that woman's going to overtake him.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, of course, Jeff, you and I have talked about this, and you know the first problem with Trump, the first problem with Afton is she's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And God she forbid. Speaks, and heaven forbid, she speaks her mind.
Yeah, right.
But she's a radical party. We can't have her.
She's a very radical person. Mm-hmm. I've heard that somewhere.
We don't want no higher taxes. Good. We don't want to pay no taxes. Good. I don't want to pay to get my trash picked up. Well, they sat there and worried about it. They're trolling the street up there. We'd be like a third world country. We ain't got to worry about picking up trash or anything else. I don't know what other we ain't got to have roads. Just let them crack and crumble.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. You know,
hey, we can ride on rocks, can't we? We ain't got to have no pay.
Well, that's what I say when people go, well, to pay tax. You know, how'd you get here tonight? Well, I drove on a road. Well, okay, you know, right one.
I mean, Edwin Lee, you know you get Playboy's articles. You don't read them pictures. You know you read them all-star writers.
Some of the finest articles I've ever read. And they're on the beauty, yeah.
Best writer business I've ever read.
Jeff, don't you have someone else to call and harass right now?
I want to ask Tatiana, you was talking about people reading. So are you saying that the only place we can read is we can read in the library and we can't read nowhere else? Is that what they're trying to tell us?
No, I think what they're trying to say is that the books that we have access to in our public library, they need to limit them. That's what they're trying to do.
Well, now, you do know the Trump administration, that they were closed for a week.
They were.
The administration tried to take all these books out.
Right.
They did. That's exactly. They actually took all the libraries and closed them down for a week in different locations.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's one thing, folks, that I said. Did they read every book in the library to check them all out?
The library has 100,000 books. 100,000 books they had to curate, and they had 60 days to do it. And zero compensation and zero extra time given.
That's what I've said. These people, we need to take a look at these books. Okay, first of all, you'll need to read them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It makes no sense.
Well, they've already banned quite a number of books.
Yes.
Right?
How many did you say? How many? 150?
Well, with Rutherford County Schools, it was over 140.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just had this week off where they reviewed more. But that's not enough for them.
No.
And see, this is one of the reasons why we are very concerned about book bannings, because it's never enough for these people.
It's a slippery slope.
They want to control, you know, I mean, they want to put PragerU in our schools.
Yes, they do.
You know, that thing, that right-wing propaganda. They make programming for kids.
It talks about how slavery was good for people.
Yeah, Dennis Prager.
I've heard that.
They want to put that kind of stuff in our schools.
You know a song about being number three, don't you? Mr.
What's that?
What does it take to be number one? Two is not a winner. Three, nobody remembers. Three, they won one and two. They don't remember what three is. That's what it amounts to. But now to Tennessee, three, we got three grand divisions, number three in the country. So,
As
far as that goes, I'll just say this. I hope Afton wins.
Thank you.
Just be more the way.
Yes.
That they've already had in New Jersey.
That's right.
And, you know, see the right wing. Well, they should have won over there.
Yeah.
Should have won in play. But what if they win? What are they going to say about? What's they going to say about Tennessee? What Sean Hannity and what's her name? That woman Ingram going to say? Well,
Laura Ingram.
Mm-hmm. Well, after they take a couple of Quaaludes and drink a beer. I don't know anything about that, but I've heard that can do the trick for you.
John Reed said that she was nuts, and so was that Clay Travis. But of course, they're both nuts anyway. But I'll just say, George, I enjoy your show, and I always enjoy y'all's show. And I just wanted to say real quick, Saturday night, Oakland will be playing in Chattanooga for the state championship.
Yes.
Again.
Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Murfreesboro time.
Okay.
And for the state championship 6A.
Oh,
and
cool.
Also, we've got two former Rutherford County volleyball players. They're going to play in the NCAA tournament this week. Taylor Barron played at Oakland.
Okay.
She plays Western Kentucky now. They won Conference USA. They're going to play Marquette on Friday, I believe, here Friday. And Eloise Schakowsky played at Siegel. She plays at Xavier right now. They were runner-up in the Big East tournament. Mm-hmm. They're going to play Michigan on Friday.
Now, is this an NCAA tournament?
NCAA first round.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
First round of 64 teams.
And 64 teams, just like the basketball tournament.
That's like basketball, 64 teams, and there's the four. They have four top seeds, and they're one seeded 1 to 16 in each bracket. And the final four is in Kansas City. This is December 21st, is the national championship tournament. So those two are going to be playing this week.
That's pretty impressive, I'll tell you. Okay.
Guys, have a great week. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Good
Jeff
to hear from
Neal.
You.
Jeff, a big supporter of sports. He loves it.
Yeah.
And a big supporter of this station and a supporter of my broadcast. I really appreciate it. I truly do. We're going to go to our first series of breaks. Matt Ferry is with us. Tatiana Silvas is with us. And we'll be with you right back after this. Connor's on the board. Ed Raymer, stay with us back after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Back with you. Thank you to all of our sponsors. J. Mullins, they are now at 1640, okay, Memorial. And they are in the shopping center right out here behind McAllister's Deli. Okay, great location, getting everything fixed up and ready, moved right at the holidays. And it was a good transition. The person that bought the building, they gave him time to get out. But Tim decided, you know, he had an opportunity to take this place that he had, and it's nice. And they were ready to go. And so they said, heck, you know, the holidays are here, but we're going to go ahead and make the move. And I was by there just last week, and great location. Going to have a great spot there. The Mullins family in this county and jewelry been here. You better watch them. They've only got a reputation. They've only been here about 100 years. So you might want if you want to check them out, go ahead. We have a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air.
Happy post-turkey day.
Well, thank you.
This is Terry.
Terry, how are you doing?
Doing great and wonderful. How are you tonight?
I cannot complain. It's Terry Livingston, right?
It is.
Okay, all right. How was y'all's Thanksgiving over in Knoxville?
Oh, just a spare and middling, and, you know, turkey and dressing, all that good junk.
Well, I wouldn't call it junk. I mean,
clearly he didn't cook it.
It soothes the soul, you know. It soothes the soul. Mm-hmm.
It does. That it does. What's on your mind, my friend?
You got some wonderful people there tonight. I wanted to thank them for being on there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I got very lucky to get Tatiana here. And, of course, Matt, he, you know,
you lucky with him to have being, him.
I'm lucky to have him because he's been so busy.
Yeah.
I'm glad. But they're two fine young people. We've got Terry, and man, we need them right now because mm-hmm. I'm telling sure you,
go ahead. When is the election for the school board coming up or for these council people that is banning books, trying to ban books? When are these people coming up for election?
It's going
to
be next year.
Actually, no. The library board isn't elected. The library board is hand-selected.
Right, the library board itself is appointed.
Mm-hmm. It's selected by the mayor, and it's selected by the city council folks, the county commissioner, sorry.
But now our other elected won't come up until when, 28?
No, next year, the county commissioners are up.
County commissioners next year.
And then there's like three county school board members that are up. Mm-hmm. So not the whole board,
they
but
do
half
rotate
of them.
Half
the yeah, board. Right, yeah. Right. So there's an opportunity to
step in.
Yeah.
Right.
You got about 50-50 on there, or do you have 60-40?
County school board, not so much.
It's 100% Republican. They're all Republican. They're banning everything they can.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I'm getting the thing from Terry, from a lot of parents that I speak to in the supermarket or wherever, and they've about had their fill with it. They don't know what's going on. They're busy. They're making a living. They're working a job. You know how it is. You've been there. And they say, really? Is that what's going on? You know, we need to look into it. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You know.
And, we need a presence.
You know.
This is a step towards fascism that has to be stopped.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Correct. Absolutely.
Next, they'll go after newspapers.
Yep.
Then they'll go after the media.
Mm-hmm.
And you know.
They're already there.
Already present up in Nashville in the state legislature.
Right.
Can't even get the opposite party to let them speak.
Right.
Or
oh, no.
Microphones no. off or something
yep,
like that.
Do.
That's right.
Sure. And this is the reason down here we're so excited about Afton Bain.
Mm.
And
yeah.
I don't know if you've been online and seen this, but this young lady, and I had her on a couple months ago, and probably you might remember that, Terry, she was on.
I do.
And but she is a bright, intelligent young woman,
mm-hmm.
and they're really excited about her, and she's giving this Epps fella a run for his money. Of course,
yes.
What happened?
And I think the National Party's giving a run for it, too.
Yep, that's
sure.
right.
They're
right.
pumping a lot of money. We've seen a lot of television ads here, and I couldn't be happier, I'm telling you. So,
if people internet ads, too.
Yeah.
We need all that we can get, don't we?
That's right.
We sure do.
That's
we do.
Right. It's close.
Well, you guys, just keep up the hard work. I think I've been telling people here, it doesn't matter which Republican runs or which one does it. And if he tries to put someone in that is more conservative, you know, than the ones that they've got,
mm-hmm.
it won't matter because they're all going to lose.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure. I think so. People are waking up.
They are.
You know.
Yeah.
And my father used to have a saying, Terry, he said, they're not hungry yet. When they get hungry is when they'll wake up, you know. And he meant literal hunger.
Mm-hmm.
When you really, you know, when it started hitting your pocketbook, and the cupboard got bare,
mm-hmm.
you know, you make adjustments.
I didn't think the leopards would eat my face.
I just saw an article a while ago about people that make over $200,000 a year
mm-hmm.
are still having to go shop at the dollar store in Walmart. And
mm-hmm.
their standard of living has reduced so much because of inflation.
Yes.
And them also having to face the reality of the cost of living today, that
mm-hmm.
they're just juggling books like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I used to think $200,000, I mean, what a mountain of money. That's nearly $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
And people go through that like
it's not enough
like
to raise a family
water.
Nowadays. Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's,
I mean,
yeah.
man, it's something else. $200,000 is a lot of money to me.
We're winning, according to him. We're all winning.
It's those tariffs, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I want to send. Did anybody send me a memo? Matt, you didn't send me a memo. We're winning. I don't know.
We're all winning.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
I'll take your word for it. But the trickle down economics, I believe, Terry, has trickled down.
Yeah. And that's about it. Yeah.
Caskets are on sale.
There is one down here. There's a casket on sale for on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
Really?
Yes. I think it was $600.
That's not a bad deal.
Everybody grab that.
Terry, I'm going to let you go if you don't mind. This is getting quite depressing.
We're living in depressing times, my friend.
Well, you got that right. Terry Livingston, Knoxville. Terry, anything else?
Just everybody hang in there and keep pushing that new Congress lady we got going to be over there in that District 7.
District 7, yeah.
Thank you.
Right. Great.
We're going to give the gentleman out in Memphis someone else to talk with.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that'd
there
be
go.
A good idea.
Yeah, that's like what we need.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what all we right. need. Thank you, Terry.
Good evening.
Thank you so much. Terry Livingston from over in the Knoxville, Tennessee area. Thank you so much, Terry. We appreciate you.
But you know, this district went for Trump by over 20 points, and Afton has shrunk that gap. They are within 2 points.
Yes.
That's within a margin of error.
Yo, yeah.
I mean, and other polls have them tied. Mm-hmm. So she could win this, and I hope she does. But even if she doesn't, it's going to be a huge blow to those Republicans. That's why they're freaking out about this right now.
Oh,
it'll be a huge blow to them. They have lost every single special election this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing.
And the president's poll numbers are in the toilet
and
they're
going
to continue to go down.
Yeah, they had awakenings over in New Jersey and Virginia.
Yes, they did. Yeah,
I mean,
that's
got two governors over there now.
Yeah.
And both girls, I might say. Yeah. But, you know.
Women. Accomplished women.
Thank you.
Okay,
but yeah,
they are though. I mean, but they're good. I mean, they're great candidates, and they're going to make great governors.
Yes. And you know, they really flipped the state senate. Democrats flipped the state senate in Mississippi.
That's huge.
You know, it can happen
in Tennessee.
You have now an attorney general in Virginia. That lady was elected over there.
Yeah.
Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You couldn't believe it, man.
They were counting on that too.
Well, we've got that sewed up. No, you don't.
Right. Yeah.
And buddy, she slipped in there and got that. Well, I don't think she slipped. I think she just barged right through the front door.
Yeah.
And overwhelmingly elected
her.
And we're not talking about narrow, Matt. We're not talking about they just got in by a tenth of a point. No. They are winning. There's no need to count the votes again.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't need to count the votes again.
Yeah.
That's how I would like Afton to win this.
Yes.
We don't get into this, you know, vote count and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, give a sizable chunk.
Right.
And we all know Davidson County is primarily a Democratic county.
Yeah.
They are. They've been gerrymandered
Montgomery County
to
heck
too. Back,
Clarksville.
But.
There's a lot of Democrats in Clarksville.
They've tried their very best.
Yeah.
They've tried their very best to gerrymander that thing
they
any
have.
Way they can.
Yes, they have.
They've got
some
of these districts cut up towards just.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
It makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
It makes no sense at all.
But Afton, she's been running a great campaign. Mm-hmm. She is a smart woman. She's got
a
great team behind her. Her campaign manager is fabulous.
Right.
And she's offering people an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
She's offering reform. She's offering, you know, to invest in people.
Well,
and what is Matt Van Epps putting forth?
Well, he's killed
a
lot of people.
He won't talk to anyone.
All he wants to do is rubber stamp whatever the president wants to do.
Well,
that's
he's
not
run
what
away
we
from
want
real
Congress
questions.
To do. Congress needs to be a separate branch.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I understand, when he first started running, all knows he killed a bunch of people in that airplane that he flew in. And I don't know who he killed or who he bombed or other. That's wonderful,
right.
I guess.
Yeah.
But that's not doing us much good here in Middle Tennessee.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, I appreciate your service, but you know, Afton, you know, and she's a very radical person.
Yeah.
She is.
She wants health care.
You know, she'd like to have health care for people.
Yeah.
And she's got a radical
affordable housing.
She wants to feed kids and
be fit in school.
Yeah, fix the roads.
That's one thing I've asked for here.
Yeah.
Personally, me.
Yeah.
I want to see every child have free breakfast, free lunch,
and
a snack.
Yes.
In Rutherford County.
Yeah.
Forget whose parents are rich and poor and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Feed them.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I mean,
agree.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
And
do you know how many kids I have that go hungry in my classroom every single day? every single day.
I'm afraid to even guess.
Do you know that I have to keep an extra drawer of snacks for kids who are on the verge of passing out in my classroom by the time it gets to lunch because they don't have anything to eat at home for breakfast?
And you can't write that off.
No, I can't. No. I can only spend $200 a year on any school supplies, and none of them count for food.
Billionaires can write their yachts off, but teachers can't. Write off the food.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
The
they can write off booze. They can write off anything. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's crazy.
So it's disgusting. And the corruption is out of control.
Out of control.
You know, and it is is in broad daylight. Yes. He's selling pardons. You know, and so.
It is utterly ridiculous. When you, when you pardon 1,500 criminals.
Yes. Right.
And let me say.
And you don't even remember what you're pardoning them for?
Yeah. Right. Part of the, what, about 10 or 12 of them have already been arrested or murdered or been involved in crime. They're nothing but, they're trouble.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, I say a lot, because, I mean, there was several that came from right here, the state of Tennessee.
That's right.
Yep. I mean, what was it, the zip tie guy? Zip tie guy. Him and his mother?
Yeah, I think they're from Murray County, Yeah.
Yeah, me and my mother always, you know, we went places, used to go drinking together. And that's a lie. Mom, if you're listening up there, I'm sorry.
But they didn't bring zip ties to the Capitol because they wanted to make a friendship bracelet.
That's
to put people in cuffs.
It's utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know.
They wanted to be the judge, jury, and executioner. And that's what they're doing in Venezuela right now.
Yeah.
Blowing up these boats. I know. Escalating things without congressional approval. And guess what? He just pardoned a drug kingpin who was responsible for moving millions of tons of drugs.
Tons of cocaine.
Yeah.
Tons of it. Not just a couple bags. I'm talking tons.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's his buddy.
Yeah, right. There you go.
And then, of course, don't get me started on the Bitcoin thing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And he pardoned that guy.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah. There's so much money laundering with cryptocurrency.
And, let's get back on, and you hit on something, sweetheart. Tatiana. Okay, I'm sorry. All these foreign people coming in here. They're taking over, Matt. We can't. I'm just kidding. She's as American as you or I, folks. I'm just rubbing her the wrong way. You've got kids actually that are having food problems.
Yes. 100%. Do you know how many kids I have who come into my classroom every day? Miss Silvis, you got any food to eat? Miss Silvis, you got a snack?
Mm.
They're so hungry. And those kids can't learn.
Right.
You can't learn when you are hungry and you can't focus.
No, that's what I'm getting at.
But then we, as teachers and the students, are held accountable for any test scores that they fail because they're hungry and they're not willing and able to even take the test.
That's what I've asked. I want free breakfast, free lunch, and a snack for every child in the Rutherford County public school system. I don't care how much money their parents make or they don't make.
That's right.
Yeah. And I'm talking about maybe even extend year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the kids, that's the only nutrition they'll get. And
sometimes,
I mean, if you're dealing with single parents and things of that nature, men and women.
Yeah.
And that's why they send bags of home or bags of food home with kids. The kids who need it, that's what they do at the school. But we don't have the resources to do that now because of all the cuts and funds.
Mm.
Right.
It's not fair.
It's not fair at all. How many students you have in your class?
I have 33 in my biggest class and 25 in my smallest. So 85 kids total.
Right. What grades are you?
So I teach 9th grade and 11th grade.
9th and 11th.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about 14, 15. Mature young people.
That
really young. At, at a very formative year.
Yeah, this is when their brain is growing the fastest.
Right.
You teach English?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, English, you could work.
So, to Kill a Mockingbird, for one.
Yeah.
You could work wonders with me. I don't know if you could or not. Mrs. Kennedy couldn't. You know, and my biology teacher, believe it or not, his name Ephraim Sellers, but he always went by Doogie. Mm. He's in Seabury, Kentucky, and I don't know if he's listening tonight or not. I hope he is, and a fine man.
Mm-hmm.
And he got disgusted one day in class because these people. they could tear up an anvil with a rubber hammer. That's what he actually said.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, we had some dandies, you know. And I'm afraid I might have been one of those dandies at times. Because I was on the football team and the basketball team. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What do you say, oh, no, for? What are you talking about?
I have boys like that in my class right now.
What's wrong with that?
They're a bunch of troublemakers is what they are. Bunch of heathens.
Now, you see, here's where we have failed in our public school. It's with teachers like this.
See, oh,
this,
my goodness.
See, you blame the teacher.
That's true.
No, I'm behind you all the way, and all the kids. They're wonderful.
They are.
I mean, it's great.
And teenagers get such a bad rap. They don't deserve
it. You know, our mother told us, she always begged us, always... You know, hang around some younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And hang around some younger people. You know, their ideas are not always great. They're not ideas. But, boy, when you get one and that idea snaps, man, it's beautiful. Yeah. You know.
They teach me things every day.
Every day.
They do.
Yeah. Every day. And our mother did that. She stayed around a lot of younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And she sold advertising for the Daily News Journal.
Okay.
She was not a writer or anything.
Mm-hmm.
She was a lifelong Democrat, but she sold the advertising that kept the paper, kept the wheels moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was her job.
Mm-hmm.
And but she loved being around her younger people up there. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
And if I got anything out of my mom's raising, it was that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And hence you were both here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So instead of some old man, you know, if we could just get these young people to straighten. Yeah, I know, sure, yeah. I had a guy once, because I'm a private investigator, and I can tell you this, and he was a great friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
great friend of mine, and he was an older guy. I said, I'll tell you, we were up in Kentucky, and of course, I've been here since 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, boy, Eddie, I tell you, them younger people, I bet you keep your hands full. Well, I said, no, Jay. I said, most of the cases I get are people in their 50s and 60s.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That are supposed to know better.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
But they've got up and made a little money and got a nice house and all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And dad decides he's going to go out and play.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right.
Or mom's decided she's lost a little weight and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, now, you know, if you're single and you want to do it, that's fine. But
right.
if you've got a family, that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
They want their young people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've never followed a 20-year-old, I don't think.
Yeah.
I never had to worry about them. They were pretty cool, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Anyway, enough about that. What do we got going on, Matt? What's this deal with Afton? Any other thing going? Because the big day is Tuesday.
It's close. The big day is Tuesday. It's very close. I mean, like we said, Republicans been freaking out about it. You know, a lot of Democrats have been, big Democrats around the country have been getting involved into it. They've got a tele-town hall tomorrow with AOC and some other people. Which is interesting to see. So and Republicans, they've got a big thing with Bill Hagerty's going to be there, Marsha Blackburn, Bill Lee, Tim Burchett.
I saw that posted on YouTube, and there's not an address listed.
Yeah,
they had an address
and they moved it because they got scared. They didn't want to actually talk to people and answer questions.
You know, that's kind of Marsha Blackburn's MO.
Where is Marsha?
You know, she likes to have those teletown halls. She doesn't like to do them in person because she can control who's asking the questions.
Well, we've got Scott Desjardins here, and he's never.
He's bummed.
And I have an open invitation.
To any
He's
of
welcome.
The town halls we had
That's
last
right.
year.
That's right.
No.
Yeah. It wouldn't even bother
so,
to answer
I mean,
back.
But, you know, hopefully, and people, if you're listening, go tell someone.
Yeah.
Open your ears.
Right.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm. We need a big change in Congress.
Yeah, it's exactly
and,
right.
And she could be that change.
She can
we
do
can
it.
Win this. Yeah.
We have seen, I've seen, and like I said, the reason both of you are here, I haven't seen this much excitement in the Democrat Party in a long time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a first for both you all.
Yeah.
Because this has not happened for many years.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm glad to see it. It's truly a move in the right direction.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very
We're going to go out. We're not going to leave right now. Connor, if we can, we'll play out in about two minutes till with advertisements and all that. We'll do that and put from our sponsors. Remember, folks, J. Mullins Jewelers has moved to 1640. Okay, 1640 Memorial. And that's in the shopping center right behind. They are sitting right behind. They're right next door to Penn Station Subs and right behind McAllister's Deli. Okay? So we've got to, Connor, if you would, next week when I get here, I'll try and get here early. We need to redo that ad for J. Mullins. Okay? Yeah, and try to do that and get that out of the way. I keep forgetting about it, but don't forget, they're still there. You can find them. And I'm sure if you go to the old address, there's directions there to point you the way. But we're going to play that at the end of the broadcast. Tatiana, what's going on? You've got this thing tomorrow at
4:15. 4:15, Civic show Plaza. Up for the protests, yes, and then stay for the meeting.
At the Plaza.
That's what we need. Yes, at the Plaza.
At the Plaza. City of Murfreesboro.
Yes. Okay. We'll be there.
And then you're going to pack the meeting at 5.
Pack the house, yes.
Yeah, city council.
That's right, okay. City council chambers.
Yeah, you can park in the parking garage.
Yeah, for free.
Yeah, right free. Yeah. Yeah.
It's right across from the Limbaugh Library.
Right, it's needed. Okay. So.
You got a call for us?
Yes.
Okay, hello, we have a call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is Jeff. How are y'all doing?
Doing fine, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I did want to give major props to Tatiana and Matt Ferry to talk about this issue, the library board specifically. I know y'all were just talking about Afton, but I had just heard that y'all were talking about the library board, and it's an issue that's very near to my heart, and this breaks my heart that, you know, people that we put our trust in to, you know, run our libraries are using it as a way to force their ideology on other people.
I agree.
Yes. Oh, it is.
It's not fair.
And I thank you for calling. And now, are you here in Murfreesboro, here in Rutherford County?
Yeah, I am. I've lived in Murfreesboro since probably 2019.
Mm-hmm. 2019. Okay.
Cool.
All right. Good.
Yeah,
good.
I've been going to MTSU for 6 years, working on my master's right now. And
awesome.
That's awesome.
I love this community, and that's why. I get invested in, like, you know, I've gone with RCLA, Rutherford County Library Alliance, some of the library board meetings. I'm involved specifically in Murfreesboro DSA, Democratic Socialists of America.
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, we're going to be there tomorrow.
Thank you.
Great.
I think that it's just so important that we give them an earful, even if they don't listen.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
My friend, if I can, please look me up on Facebook. I don't know anything about you. Look me up. I'd love to talk with you, maybe even get you a cup of coffee. Of course, you'll have to buy. I don't have any money.
That would be great. That would be great. I think I can scrounge up some coffee.
Okay. All right. All I want to tell you is you went to MTSU. Yeah, you went to MTSU. You know, it was when I was at MTSU, it was the best 17 years of my life. my parents didn't think much of it, but I think Dr. McPhee finally said, look, here's a certificate. Thanks for attending.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just kidding.
When I told my dad I was going back for school, I think he almost had a heart attack.
Oh, goodness.
What are you getting your master's in?
Mental health counseling.
Awesome. We need more people in that field.
Deal.
That's great. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Stay in touch with me.
Mental health and a lot less investment in, forcing ideology on other people.
That's right.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jeff.
We have got to go. We're out of time.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you so much,
thank
Jeff.
Thank you guys for sneaking me in.
Thank you.
No, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Have a good night.
And that's it.
Yeah, y'all too. Thank you.
Okay. Tatiana.
Yes, sir.
Silvas, thank you for being here. Matt Ferry.
Yes. Thank you.
The Rutherford County Democrat Party. Vote for Afton.
Yeah.
Tatiana, be there tomorrow at the
Civic Plaza
at 4:15. Connor, if you would, go ahead and play us out. Connor on the board. And I'll tell you what.
Thank you, Connor.
Till next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, this is Ed Raymer for the Heavenly Raymer Show, and I'll catch you down the road. Good night.